Hi everyone, my name is Sunny and welcome to episode 14. So today's topic is technical debt. I'll explain what it is, how you can manage it, and some of my personal experience with technical debt. So first of all, what is it? It's kind of, you know, what those two words mean, you know, technical and debt. You end up having to pay in terms of time and resources due to technical, you know, problems. So essentially what happens is, let's say you have to fix a bug right now or implement a feature, and you have to do it like really quickly. You have to do it right now and you end up doing that, but because you're strained on time, you have to, you know, cut some corners. Your code that you write won't be very maintainable. Maybe you're not thinking of other problems that you might have in the future while building out like an MVP, let's say, because you're just trying to, you know, you're handling the current use case. Maybe you're only going to have like 1,000 users at a time. You're not going to have, you know, 10,000 or 100,000. So you're not worrying about that, like scaling issues. And later on, what happens is when you have to go and implement a new feature or fix a bug or maybe upgrade some stuff, you end up having to spend a lot of time on dealing with this technical debt. So you end up having to rewrite some codes and do some refactoring. You end up having to, you just end up having to, you know, waste a lot of time towards, you know, fixing issues that at the time back then you took that easy route. You did things the easy way and the quick way, and later on you have to pay for it because your code's unmaintainable, or you're finding a lot of bugs, or you're having, you know, scaling issues or whatever might be in the future. So how do you deal with it? Obviously, understanding first what technical debt is allows you to prepare for it. Now, sometimes you don't have a choice and you have to write some dirty code. You have to implement something very quickly, so it's kind of like a quick little patch, a little bandage you have to put on. But just realizing and noting that down, that saying that, okay, you know, later on I'll have to go to this part of the code base and refactor this, which just means like rewriting or cleaning up the code. Or, you know, for scaling issues, like, you know, you might have to deal with that later on. Well, why not try to make that as easy as possible now? And it really comes down to finding a compromise between time and value. You want to implement something as quickly as possible, but obviously you don't want to be spending so much time that the value you get out is not worth it. You know, if you're delaying features just to reduce the amount of technical debt that you have later on, well, you know, what you end up getting, like, the value keeps going down because maybe, you know, users are waiting for a feature to come out, right? Maybe just, you know, you have to find a compromise between those two things. Release something quickly, but, not having a lot of, like, dirty code or software that's just not very, you know, not architected very well. So that's kind of, you know, dealing and managing technical debt. Personal experience with it, you know, it's, I've had to migrate code quite a few times, upgrading framework versions and stuff like that. And what I've really come to realize, like, listen to my failed product episode where I talked about CodeBee, where I cared a lot about, you know, reducing technical debt in the future. I cared a lot about software versions and libraries, and, you know, I wanted to be on the latest frameworks, to have this code just kind of be like perfectly architected, but that doesn't really exist. You know, the important thing is to have a product out and released. So, you know, I've just come to learn that while technical debt is a problem that you do need to manage, especially early on, you still have to find a compromise because you have to, you know, get as much value out of what you're building as possible. And if you're spending too much time, you know, on making things quote-unquote perfect, well, you're honestly, you'll never get there. You also never release anything. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.